Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm talking to Matthew Haught. He's a Portfolio Manager at Wilson Asset Management, and he runs the WAM Leaders Fund. Matthew, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, likewise, Tom.
Now, let's talk about the performance of the fund, because you actually did quite well last month, outperforming the index by several percentage points.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. Due to our exposure to the banks, we downweighted our exposure to the Aussie banks mid-April and towards late April when they came out with the results. We were a little bit concerned around the credit quality. Also, net interest margins were falling, so we reduced our holdings. And then the bank levy came out, so that made
good
the
timing.
Banks very fortunate. The bank index was down at over 11% for May, so it was a terrible month for the banks. So the outperformance was predominantly due to our reduction in exposure to the Aussie banks.
Okay, and so you've sort of changed the exposure a little bit, still in the financials, but with a more significant insurance-facing exposure.
Yeah, that's right. We've switched a lot of our bank exposures into the insurance sector because we're seeing a lot of hardening through multiple sources and lines within the Australian insurance market. So we're hearing SME commercial lines are up between 5 and 10%. Personal lines are up between 3 and 5%. So we think the Aussie domestic insurers should do well over the next 2 to 3 years. And we see insurance margins increasing in Australia. So we think the Aussie insurance market's a good place to be at the moment.
And where's that margin expansion coming from with the insurers?
It's predominantly through price increases. So we've had a period where reinsurance rates were really low and the Aussie domestic yields were really low. So what we're seeing now is a more tightening up of the environment and people's margins were falling a lot. So all the insurers have had a big step back, had a look at their combined operating ratios, and have adjusted their prices accordingly. So what we're seeing now is a real hardening in the cycle, so we expect this to continue for the next few years.
And that's actually quite encouraging because there are very few places in the market where they do have margin power.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also cost and productivity as well. There's a big drive there. So Suncorp have done their cost out. Now IAG are looking to really step on the front foot to pull out cost and productivity. So I think IAG is probably the pick of the bunch at the moment. And I think there's potential for more reinsurance or quota share deals with Berkshire, potentially, or another partner. So I think given a tough domestic market, the insurance sector is looking one with a few tailwinds.
Okay, and you've also got like a bit of consumer-facing, consumer-facing element to the portfolio as well.
Yeah, we've got one of our largest holdings is in Woolworths. It's had a tough week this week with the announcement of Amazon taking over Whole Foods in the US. We really think this is an overreaction on the Australian market in the short term.
It was quite strange, wasn't it? Because no detail. It was just like they're buying a fresh food business.
Yeah, exactly.
The Australian market had ramifications all through the consumer-facing stock.
Correct. I mean, the acquisition of Whole Foods is basically Amazon saying that after a decade, our strategy of being purely online is not working. They've got 0.2% market share in the US at the moment. So they've been running Amazon Fresh for a decade and only got to 0.2%. This acquisition shows that they need a bricks and mortar strategy. And they'll go through a testing phase for many years to work out what's the appropriate strategy. Plus, you've got a big $220 billion company called Walmart who aren't going to sit still. So we think the Australian consumer stocks or staple stocks are really protected in the short term because you've got big competitors in the US which will step up against Amazon and potentially they may outbid on Amazon or Whole Foods even though there's a $400 million break fee, which is a big price to pay. But this isn't over yet. So we think the Australian reaction is well overdone, definitely, because I don't think Amazon Fresh will be here in a meaningful way for many years and the current strategy may change in the meantime. So massive overreaction in the short term.
Yeah, you make a good point there with it potentially not being here for a couple of years because to date, Amazon's statement around its intentions in Australia are very opaque and not very detailed, yet the atmospherics are talking about like almost a hysteric pitch about what it's going to mean for retailers.
100%. Well, we haven't got any details yet of what they'll be launching, when they'll be launching, but the iteration to Fresh, I mean, they haven't even got a strategy that works yet. So to push the Aussie stocks down like they did was ridiculous. But on the consumer electronics side, I can see the more of an argument because they'll be here sooner and they do have a strategy that works. But again, there is mass hysteria around the potential impacts. It's more push down valuations now and ask questions later. But I think at the moment there's a good opportunity in some of these retail names because the results of print will be quite good, and maybe the conversation will move back to earnings rather than an Amazon effect.
Indeed. So when you look out to the next 6 to 9 months, what's going to be the main point of difference in your thinking to get around the volatility in the market, the very least?
I think a couple of themes we're playing at the moment is around the insurance, like I spoke about, but also the infrastructure in Australia. I think there'll be a real step up, definitely in Sydney and Melbourne, on infrastructure. So a couple of ways you can play that is through Boral, Adelaide Brighton, to a lesser extent, Lendlease and Downer. So I think those companies should do well. I think the government will step up their spending. Other stocks I like or themes would be around the Aussie dollar, US dollar exposure. So I think US dollar will continue to rise against the Aussie. So I see companies with US dollar revenue doing particularly well. And they could be like Treasury Ryan or Aristocrat, IPL, Incitec Pivot. So you've got a few companies there which will benefit. So I think if you play those themes, you should be relatively well protected.
Matthew, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.